We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea. We're going to finish strong this week. We're going to talk about the Penn State offensive depth chart, position by position. Talk about guys, what we know, what we don't know. So are you guys ready?
Ready.
All right, we're going to start at wide receiver. Why not, right? I mean, so think about this for a sec. If a year ago there was a transfer portal, right, and a guy like Juwan Johnson entered into the portal a year ago, like the air comes out of the balloon, right? A year ago.
Yeah.
Sky's falling. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying. Yeah. Like, you're like, whoa. Now, he still got some talent and is a good player, but he enters the transfer portal and it was like blip on the radar screen.
I think it was a little bit more than a blip for me, but he had a really disappointing year.
Right.
Really disappointing year.
So to me, it was like, you know, but that is that an indication of the talent in this wide receiver room as we look at the 2019 depth chart at this position? I mean, there's probably a couple NFL guys potentially in that room already. They're young. They're going to go young. You know, Cam Sullivan Brown recently entered the portal. Another wide receiver. He was the oldest guy in the room as a redshirt sophomore. He's out too. So let's talk about some of these guys. KJ Hamler. He leads it 42 catches, 754 yards last year, and not nearly enough targets, as anybody will tell you, any Penn State fan will say. They didn't use him enough.
They just need to – they have to commit. I know the ball's got to go where it's supposed to be, alleged, or whatever the opening is. They got to commit to a plan where they get him the ball a minimum of a half dozen times a game, whether it's on reverses, jet sweeps. I mean, one catch in the Citrus Bowl and was for 40 yards. No other catches. I mean, it's asinine. It just
yeah,
is.
That's a disgrace.
He has to be a game plan nightmare for the other team, and they have to not force feed him the ball, but not get him the ball five or six times. I'll never understand that.
I don't mean force feed him, but geez, get him some more opportunities.
No, I mean force feed him.
You think force feed
yeah,
him?
Yeah, I mean force feed. I don't care. Yes. He's by far their most explosive offensive playmaker. I mean, at any time you don't get him the ball, almost feels like a missed opportunity. And I would have him come a lot on those jet sweeps, you know, ghost or orbit motion around the backfield, because you know everybody on defense is aware of him. Yeah. You know that's the guy. So utilize him in the run game. But when I say ghost or orbit motion, that's when you go back behind the running back.
Right.
And they think that you might hand him the ball back there or throw it to him back there just to get the linebacker's eyes moving. I'd have him do a jet sweep fake almost every inside zone, because you're either going to be late on him running around the edge or you're going to take a false step on the inside zone run.
Watch the Kansas City Chiefs offense.
You're right.
I mean, no, really, right. That's what you do.
That's a great way to say it.
Yeah, watch Kansas City Chiefs offense and hope Penn State adopts more of that when it comes
to
KJ Hamler.
I thought one thing that Penn State missed last year was they didn't have anyone outside who could make a contested catch consistently. Right. Juwan Johnson did it once against Ohio State. But if you look at 2016 with Godwin and Gesicki, and you look at 2017 just with maybe Mike, they need either Daniel George or Justin Shorter, whoever it's going to be, to have the quarterback's trust, whether it's Stevens or Clifford, that, hey, he's not necessarily open, but it's one-on-one, and I trust him to make the catch. And they just didn't have that last year.
So, yeah.
That's a good point, too, Bob, because I think about, especially 2016, to a lesser extent 2017, they won a lot of 50-50 balls, to the point where we mentioned it so much that Joe Moorhead called us out. He didn't say me by name, but he called us out because I know he listened to the show. He probably doesn't anymore, but he definitely – because I know he listened to the show for multiple reasons. I know that. So I think he got sick of us talking
about – my favorite Joe Moorhead quote of all time.
He got sick of us talking about all the 50-50 balls they were winning. But they did. It was a lot of 50-50 balls. I mean, people that were fans of other teams were like, oh, my gosh, you got this 5'11 Rocky quarterback that throws the ball up in the air and somehow one of your receivers comes down with it. And that happened a lot in 2016, a little bit less in 2017, and like none last year. I can't remember. Nope. I might be missing one, but I can't remember.
Juwan Johnson against Ohio State, he made that one catch early in the game, and that was it. That was a wrap for the season.
So speaking of wide receivers, they love the second year guys, Jahan Dotson, Justin Shorter, Daniel George. Those are guys you're going to hear a lot from the rest of this offseason going into spring ball. Shorter and George are big guys. They're big targets. Mack Hippenhammer, part of the equation, Bob?
I think so. Okay. Daniel George is a really big guy, though. He's
6'3", 220.
Yeah, 6'3", 220. He's built almost like, I mean, he's almost
don't
like
say
tight,
it.
He's almost like a tight end.
Yeah.
A little bit. But I just think that I don't when Trace McSorley volunteered that he never saw anyone have a like 2 weeks of practice like Justin Shorter in December, I think he was finally healthy. I think it's all systems go for him. I want him to stay healthy, and I want them to have a guy outside that scares the defense. And I just think that just the presence of one or two of those guys with the addition of Freiermuth now that they have to respect.
Right.
It really should open up a lot of things, and it should spread the defense out, and it should make life easier to throw the ball for whoever the starting quarterback is.
All right, tight end, this shouldn't take long. Pat Freiermuth's the man, right?
Sure is.
But beyond that, Nick Bowers will be on the depth chart. What about Zach Kuntz? I don't know. Is Jonathan Holland coming back? He has one more year, right? I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there, Bob, but Pat Freiermuth is clearly the man.
I was going to ask if Jonathan Holland was still on the team or in the portal, and that makes me feel bad for Jonathan Holland.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. I mean, you know, he went from starter. He went from third string to starter, back to third string, back to starter, back to third string. That's hard to do.
That is hard to do.
Twice they said he was kind of their starting guy. And then evaporates off the face of the earth in terms of the roster and depth chart. Let me just say this. It's a positive for Freiermuth, but it's a real negative that these other guys, Dalton, yeah. Holland, Bowers, whether that's evaluation or development, Bob, that shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way that Freiermuth is better than all those guys right away.
Yeah, I think our guy that charts it for the season said he had 132 snaps, I believe, on the season.
Holland?
Yeah.
No way. Really?
Yep.
Must have been the first couple games.
He was really involved in September, and it really leveled off. I am curious to see how big Zach Kuntz gets this year. They listed him at 235 last year, and I want to see if he's on the field how they use him, because I do think – I think in year two, I think you're going to see if he can what he did in high school transfers a little bit to college.
To college.
I think I'm really excited to see maybe him become a bigger part a part of the offense, because they really haven't had two tight ends, I think, since 2014, maybe,
right,
when they had Jesse James and Kyle Carter. Gesicki was a little pup, but they really haven't had that almost since the O'Brien day. So he's a guy to watch out for.
We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Quarter number four, Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea. We're closing strong, talking about the depth chart on offense. We did wide receivers, tight end. Let's talk about offensive line. I'm going to start with the tackles. Will Fries, Anthony Wiggin, Rasheed Walker, Bryce Effner. Those are, I think, Penn State's four tackles.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have that much time left, so I would just say we kind of talked about the offensive tackles in
right.
Tucker's tape, so we let's did. Go to the interior guys.
All right, Michael Mennett, Steven Gonzalez, both returning starters, Mike Miranda, Dez Holmes, Juice Scruggs, and most recently, CJ Thorpe's back in the mix, it appears.
That is interesting. I
That's
was not expecting that. I thought he was a D-tackle now because they needed him a D-tackle, so the fact that they brought him back to offense – you don't bring him back to offense unless you think he's going to be in the mix to start, because defensive line, you rotate guys through.
Yep.
Offensive line, you really don't. So I would tend to think that the right guard spot is up for grabs primarily between Miranda and CJ Thorpe would be my guess.
I think that Miranda, it's his job to lose. I really think Miranda's the guy, and I think that I don't know. Is there such a thing, Ross, as a swing guard? I know there's a swing tackle. There is?
Yeah.
Maybe he could be that. The one guy that we don't really talk about, and he's only a young player, is just real quick, your thoughts on Juice Scruggs and maybe what he can do.
I've heard good things about Juice Scruggs. He might even be the swing inside guy, and I think he's the heir apparent to Mennett at center, and he could be a really good one. Very athletic, very strong.
And without getting ahead of ourselves, if Michael takes a step forward, he is a guy that likely could be
they could
have an opening at center in 2020.
They could. That's a good point.
All right, let's talk about the running back position. Who's going to replace Miles Sanders? They're looking for a replacement. Ricky Slade flashes a true freshman in 18. Is he in every back down? I don't know. Penn State didn't throw much to its backs in 2018. What?
You said every back down rather than every down back.
He won't back down.
I knew what you meant, and I didn't laugh at you. That was Jim Galante, our boss, and Bob Flounders laughing at you. I didn't think it was that bad. I think everybody listening knew what you meant and wouldn't have even noticed it, and we didn't need to waste 20 seconds on Bob's hackling.
Redshirt sophomore.
Hackling or heckling?
Hackling.
Hackling, because it's a cackle and a heckle at the same time. Yeah, I got it. Redshirt sophomore Journey Brown, he's now up to 205 pounds. He seems to be coach's darling. He's a big part of this as well. My question is, what about C.J. Holmes, former four-star from Notre Dame? Plus, you got the two freshmen.
What have you heard there, Bob, on Holmes?
We heard that he's being ramped up to play and be part of the conversation. I would say, along with Noah Cain, they're the two biggest backs that they have, and they were very effective running the ball between the tackles. I think that Ricky Slade a couple times a game showed that he could do that, but I don't know if he's only 200 pounds. Do you want him to run between the tackles, you know, 10 times a game, or do you want to committee it? To me, I'm really interested in Noah Cain. He's a guy that talks the talk, and he was recruited by a lot of schools. He's on campus now. I think he's a guy that I think if he's as good as he thinks he is, you're going to hear from him this year.
I don't think he's as good as he thinks he is. I'm just saying, based on what I saw, I don't think that he is. I think it's Slade, Journey Brown. I don't know enough about Holmes.
Yeah.
And I think one of the freshmen emerged to get playing time. My guess is that freshman is Ford. But Cain is a little sturdier built. Played at IMG. Is Ford an early enrollee, or is
he's August.
Okay,
he's August.
So then that gives Cain a huge leg up for pass protection and stuff. So maybe Cain, you know, maybe Cain is able.
Running back by committee, I got it. Running back by committee, it feels like that to
me. Do we even need to talk about the quarterbacks with 30 seconds to go?
No, I just...
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Tommy Stevens, Sean Clifford, Will Levis,
Stevens needs to be fully healthy for spring ball. I don't know. Bob, get on that.
He is going to be healthy.
Is he fully healthy?
I've heard that he will be, but I've been wrong a lot.
That's the most important thing for him. That would be real bad for him if he wasn't. I hope he is.
We'll talk more quarterback this offseason. All right, that'll do it from the Labatt Blue Studio. Thank you, Bob Flounders. Thank you, Ross Tucker. That will do it for the Keystone Sports Network. Thanks for joining us, and have a good weekend.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.